It's the lady with all of the proper gossip, Kate Halfpenny.
Oh, like every Wednesday, Mr. and Mrs. Halfpenny's little girl, Katie. How are you?
Crowd likes it.
Wow, I love that.
Now, my friend...
Mum and Dad were listening.
Oh, no, we send them the segment every week. They are not fans. But I've got to say, I'm becoming more and more morbidly intrigued by our story today because we're talking about the relentlessly classy Kourtney Kardashian, who, sidebar, is my favourite Kardashian, and Travis Barker, Blink-182 drummer, who have now gotten married, I think, for the 18th time to each other, not to other people. And this particular function, there's been a lot said about it. And basically, Kate, we have thoughts.
We have so many thoughts. It feels like the 18th function, but I think that it's only the third. I think they had that fake wedding.
Only
the third. And then the next one, where I don't even know where it was, Santa Barbara. And then they headed off to Portofino. And look, from where I'm sitting, they're getting worse as they go along.
Oh, yeah, they're battling it out with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly for human trash bags of the year. Don't ever get us into the latest Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly story.
I haven't started drinking one another's blood yet, though.
Oh, it's way worse now. I can't even get into it this afternoon. But, yeah, you're right. They are getting progressively trashier. First and foremost, a lot of the images we've seen out of this third and potentially final wedding is the ladies with the K names, the Kardashian crew. They've turned up in goth gear, and there's a reason, apparently.
Yeah, look, is it goth or was it just a Halloween theme that they didn't mention to anybody? Because that's how it feels to me when the bride shows up to get married in her undies and stripper gloves. You know, that's how it feels to me.
I thought Kris Jenner was one of the dancers from the Thriller film clip when I first saw her.
It looked like she was about to do some ice dancing, but she actually hilariously looked the best from where.
Why did they do this? Was this a family decision? Why did they do it?
No, well, they were sponsored by Dolce & Gabbana. So obviously, they let D&G creative imagination just run wild. You can imagine the Dolce & Gabbana boys just saying, "Kourtney, leave it to us. Leave it to us." And of course...
No. Here's the problem I've realised. Obviously, you know, spotty mobile phone connections. They've said on the phone, yeah, no, it's Kourt's wedding. She's the bride. They've just heard Kourt's bride, but then they thought it was the movie Corpse Bride. And that was the inspiration. Damn you, spotty mobile reception.
Well, do you know what? That may be the explanation for it, because otherwise I'm just really confused. You know, there was the black dress with the big Virgin Mary motif on the front that looked like a WWE title belt with the sort of the weird someone, I'm in mourning, someone's died and I've got my black veil on. You know, it was really, really
It was creepy, a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. There's a lot of leopard, which I did like. But for the rest of it, I mean, Kim and that blonde hair and the little kids with the grim faces and the black lace, it looked like the Addams Family.
Yeah. It was weird. So we've gotten over the fashion choices. And look, anyone who's been to a wedding, I don't care if it's a wedding in the country, if it's a wedding in Portofino, you do your photos, you get the formalities in the way, you beauty, it's time to have a couple of quiets and put the feed bag on. And I love the fact that what they've done here with this particular wedding, and there's been a lot of thoughts about this on the internet, is they've gone, this doesn't strike me as a big carb crowd. So it's like you've rolled in there and you've said to the sous chef, mate, I'd love some spag bol, just a shot's glass worth. Because there's been footage on the internet of what was served. It is literally a shot glass of spaghetti bolognese on a plate the size of a 20-kilo weight plate at the gym. It's been described as a culinary hate crime. What happened?
I don't know, but when you said have a couple of quiets, and put on the seat. That's some of your funniest work.
I think I worked that into my vows at my own
wedding. Surprisingly, he gets invited to a lot of weddings.
Yeah. And I bring my own feedback.
Well, you would have been sadly disappointed at this. If they spent all their budget on those fantastic clothes, and then they're like, caramba, we've got $100 left.
But and even the spaghetti, like they are in Italy, they are in the home of Italian food. Let's all be honest. Did it look like the tin spaghetti you put on toast? It didn't look appetizing at all. Hence the claims of culinary hate crime.
Well, I liked the person that said this would make me square up the bride and groom, and the other one that said If a portion isn't the size of my face, I'm not interested.
And do you know what? You? This is a star-studded wedding, but you just know there's at least one adult who somehow ended up on the kids' table near the toilets, and they thought, oh, well, I can save this with dinner, and then out comes a thimble of spag bol. That's the person who's squaring up the bride and groom for sure.
Hold on, we didn't even get to the bit where Travis used his tooth to pull off Courtney's garter to single ladies just to cap things off.
So I'm going to back you up there. Tooth? Just the one?
Yes, just the one.
So what, he's done the garter? I didn't see any of this. I was too focused on the spaghetti bowl portions.
He broke his others on the spag bowl. Anyway, they were playing single ladies and he used his tooth to get that garter off and get married life.
Wow.
God, I love a wedding. I just love a wedding, especially when one is classy as this. See, that's proper gossip, Albie. That's how you do it. Lady Kate from Bad Mother Media, you have a cracking week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Bye, everyone.